Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. Some dictionaries are exclusively academic. The Oxford English Dictionary, for example, consists of volumes of muscular word scholarship with nary an illustration to break the mood. Other dictionaries offer wall-to-wall entertainment, such as the 1811 Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue. Compiled by British antiquarian Francis Groves, the 1811 Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue jabbers with the slang of pickpockets, ruffians, and beggars of 19th century England, whose everyday conversation revolved around thievery, bawdiness, drunkenness, and insult. For example, the 19th century nickname for a covetous or voracious person was greedy guts. If someone called you a winter's day, it meant you were just like a winter's day, short and dirty. The 1811 Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue tells us that a chaw bacon was a countryman or a stupid fellow, and that a drummer was often called a tormentor of sheepskin. Though most entries in this dictionary are raw-boned, it seems English thieves and pickpockets appreciated subtle understatement as well. Lice were often euphemized as gentlemen's companions. If you said that such and such would occur on St. Geoffrey's Day, that meant never, there being no saint of that name. All this and much more in the rollicking 1811 Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue, compiled by Francis Groves.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.